trying to figure out where the channeling is. It's like I'm opening up another hat. I'm opening up another store. I'm opening up another engagement. So the more that we understand that, again, we exist in all different dimensional realities, it's like we just keep opening up to a greater broadcast of self. So we want to understand that we already exist in all these different realities. So it's sort of like, can I open up further? Of course you can. You're already there. So in essence, we're saying yes to the truth that is standing true always. We really want to receive that, that it's not like we have to worry, are we actually going to get there? Are we going to self-actualize? Are we going to ascend? It's like there's an already an ascended presence right next door, right with us, waiting for our consent, waiting for our recognition, waiting for our draw. So that draw is remembering that we're releasing that draw from the past, where we're continuing to create, because we want to remember we're the masters, we're creating. And so we're learning how to create out of a new love style, how to create out of a new benevolence, how to create out of a new symphony. And so I have this wonderful camel that just arrived. And I'm like, I don't know why this camel is here, but what I do know is that we hit a certain tone. We hit a certain delicacy. So a certain vibrational reality. And so when we hit that high mark, it's like who we are in that higher frequency that obviously was hanging out with a camel is now complete, is now resurrected, is now given, is now here in our present circumstances. It's so important that we understand that nobody on earth can stop our advancement. Nobody can stop our ascension. It just doesn't matter what bill you get or what argue, like it's like so irrelevant. Because the second we decide to touch gold, the second we say yes to our highest truth, then we're creating out of our power. Then we're creating out of our majesty. Then we're creating out of our light. And so we can create our abundance. We can create from that higher consciousness. We can create where there's no more sense of lack. And so allow yourself to be golden. And so when they're saying to be golden, there's this golden energy and this, it like, it's just swarming, but it's like swarming where like it wants you to get fully coated. And then it's almost like, you know, help yourself to a second coat and maybe a third and then try again. So in other words, it's here for the taking. It's here for the homecoming. It's here for our transformational consent. So we have to agree, we have to consent to the climb. In English, if we keep following the past memory, the past resentment, the past grief, the past guilt, the past self-hatred, whatever it is, then that's the pain, that's the crayon we create from. And so that's what we've been doing ad nauseam, and it's sort of like it's ready to be retired. So we want to feel that. We really want to feel the joy of that. We really want to feel the sense of that new adventure that we don't have to create out of that cramped lifestyle. So in order to do that, we're releasing victim consciousness. We're releasing judgment. We're releasing fear. This is so important. We understand that we're releasing the past, we're releasing all the energies that are just sort of like inherited and just sort of like swept up by mass consciousness and just regurgitated over and over and over. So anything where you feel like you're stepping out of line, so that line is like gray, dark, lower consciousness, like you're already getting the upset tummy ache before you even have like opened anything up, because you just know it's just more of darkness, it's just more of conflict, it's just more of the same. So you want to like feel that where you're going inside, or you're going beyond that, or you're going past that at last. And so now you should be feeling the sunshine. You can feel the sun in your higher heart. You can feel the sunshine all around you. But anything where you're reporting, you're agreeing, you're allowing that twist of faith. So in other words, remember, we already exist in these higher levels of consciousness. And so this is what we're agreeing to. This is what we're stepping into at last. This is what we're assuming is naturally possible. So we want to remember in our ascension climb and the eclipse energies that all of these extraordinary energies are here to help us change our mind, to go into our new housing, to go into our new delicacy, to go into our new stream of life. And so as we create out of this power, this like blooming atmosphere is what they're saying, blooming atmosphere. Anything where you feel anew, you feel wholly present, you feel delighted, in other words, full of light, and you're remembering like your true home, why you came. It's like, I am light, I shine my light, I offer light to all my trespasses, to, you know, that I trespassed against myself, someone trespassed against me. It's sort of like light for all, because it like anything else is just too heavy. So that heaviness is sort of like keeping us in the lower consciousness, keeping us in the past. And so anything where you can feel like you're stepping over it, you're stepping out in faith, you're flying up to the light, anything where you really feel like the wings are no longer clipped and you're free at last. So you want to feel that freedom to enjoy your new light, to enjoy your new festivities, to enjoy your new triumph. So again, the joy is like joining with your higher self, your I Am presence, your God consciousness, your Christ consciousness. Anything that just feels good, that rings true to you. So we want to remember that we no longer need to touch down. In other words, we don't need to play it from the past. We can enjoy our new delight. We can enjoy our new song. We can enjoy, they're saying, our new song sheet. So it's so beautiful when they say our new song sheet. It's like, there's these like Christed words of love. Like when I'm looking at it, the melodies are like transformational. It's almost like hymns that are actually mantras, or like the energy of it is just life-changing. I mean, it really is, because we're the ones changing life. We're the ones creating the new reality. We're the ones consenting to the new birthing inside. So we want to remember it's coming through us as us, because everything's our consciousness, everything's us. So it's sort of like, what are you offering to yourself? What are you offering to your consciousness? What are you offering to yourself the same? So allow yourselves to be given. So when they're saying that and I receive it in my heart, it's like my heart's just opening up naturally. It's just opening up to love. And when I'm looking at my higher heart, it's almost like I have a skylight or something, or I have like a panoramic view, and I'm like drawing the drapes side to side. So everything is open. Everything is welcome. So again, we have guides, we have masters, we have so much help. It's just waiting for us to enjoy. In other words, for us to signal our readiness, for us to see this creation of movement as attractive. Because again, the ego never wants change, because it feels change. I'll just stay with what I have. So our counterparts, in other words, our masters or guides that want to help, they have to wait on us. So when we allow ourselves that movement, when we allow ourselves that joy, when we allow ourselves that light, it's like we're agreeing to it, so now they can match it. So then that now they can support us and introduce one and the same. So allow yourself that heavenly involvement, that stretch to paradise. So when they're saying paradise, it's sort of like the mind doesn't really know what paradise is going to be here, but going to be like, but you may feel like the energy of it, you may feel the sensation of it, you may feel the excitement of it. So what you're doing is creating that motion, creating that movement, creating that life alive, because again, we've been dreaming of the past over and over and over, and we're creating our new life, we're creating our new consciousness. So anything where we receive that stimulation, where we receive that charge, where we receive that homecoming, it's like, how would I say it? It's like the angels or the masters are like, yes, yes. But the yes that I just said, like imagine that yes was like a volume times 100. So it's like an extraordinary yes, an extraordinary delight, an extraordinary kind gesturing, so much love, so much support. Receive, receive, receive. And they're saying receive God's glory. God, again, being our God self, the truth of us. So we're receiving the truth of ourselves. We're receiving our light. We're receiving our homecoming now. Receive, receive, receive. And so